This podcast recorded before a live internet audience. To learn how to listen and watch live, visit tunein.alphageekradio.com.
You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
The following program contains scenes and language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
Get it right, bitch.
Spoiler warning!
I got to warn you. You're doomed to stay. Go. Go.
Time once again for the last time until the fall. It is time for the Small Screen Spoiler Show, episode number 18. I am CJ, the ill intent boat. The guy over there, the guy right there, he's Jared, the Samaritan Azevedo.
How you doing? Feeling fine? Feeling fine. And this is the last episode until the fall. We're not pod fading people.
No.
We're just taking a summer break with the rest of the shows.
Exactly. So I can enjoy my American Ninja Warrior and MasterChef in peace.
Yes, now it's time for game shows and reality shows.
And I'm okay with this.
That's what we do in the summer here in America.
I have a sick obsession with some of them, I'm not going to lie.
I haven't found one to latch onto yet. I'm probably just going to catch up on all the stuff that I didn't watch because I was busy watching this stuff.
Fair.
I like Constantine and... Oh, what was the other
one?
Yeah,
that it's been canceled.
I know, but I still want to watch the first season.
Yeah,
it's good. It probably looked good. I like the pilot.
Yeah, I mean, from the four or five episodes that I watched, it was really good. I just fell out of it.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, so you're part of the problem.
I am part of the problem.
You were the one preaching to me to watch it, and then you stopped watching it, and now it's canceled.
You didn't watch it.
Hey, I recorded every episode off of Hulu so that they still get their counts, even though I didn't actually watch it on Hulu yet.
No, it's being shopped around, apparently. The CW is taking a very strong look at it, so DC shows on CW.
They should just change it to the DW, or the DC. The DC. WB. Or CW. Whatever it is now. It used to be the WB way back in the day.
Before that, it was UPN, or vice versa, one of the two. Also, speaking of DC shows, the Supergirl trailer, or Supergirl pilot got leaked. And
have to do like a super secret spoiler screen pirate edition?
Probably not. I'm probably just going to watch it with the family and see how it is and kind of let everybody know. The thing is that I noticed, like me scanning through it, there's no watermarks or anything on there. So people are thinking, and I'm kind of with them. Accidentally on purpose. It's viral marketing because normally if something is leaked like that, there's watermarks all over it. There's not a single one in there.
This is true.
So I'm guessing it was oops, I totally did not mean to push this out onto the internet so people will get hyped up for our show.
No, why would the internet do that? Why would you do that on the internet? Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
All right, so just so you guys know, we are here to spoil you on the last three episodes of Daredevil, episode 11, The Path of the Righteous, episode 12, The Ones We Leave Behind, and episode 13, of course, Daredevil. If you have not watched these, including the entire season, you may want to come back later or sit and enjoy us while we reminisce about Daredevil and probably a bunch of the rest of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'm going to admit, I still
divided on the title credits.
I'm not a fan. Like I like their dramatic music, but it just goes on for so long.
It never felt long to me. I guess because I'm like writing notes while it's going on, so maybe it doesn't feel so long.
Yeah, and just it's so long. Like not quite as long as the minute and a half of Twin Peaks credits.
Oh man.
Man.
Boom.
It just oh god. That's still my low point for television, by the way.
Stare at it.
That is still my low point for television. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. I can't defend it.
Rachel has a
something
word.
Something that I love.
What? They're rebooting DuckTales?
I heard it.
Huh. All right. All right. As long as I keep the
woo. I don't know. I haven't watched the Inspector Gadget reboot, so.
Yeah, I did watch the. I watched a couple episodes of the Inspector Gadget reboot, and, like, not bad, but it's very obvious, like, hey, we're trying to be hip while still remaining. Hey, you old people, you should still watch us because we still are in touch with you, but hey, you kids, we use hip language.
You're hip to the hippity hop. Hip hippity who? What
yes.
Now?
All right. So, episode 11, The Path of the Righteous.
I got you a balloon.
Man, this episode made me feel weird.
Yeah, this was the talkie-talkie episode.
Yeah.
Lots of talkie-talkie. Everybody talking and dealing with feelings and setting up things and talkie-talkie-talk. Which is fine. They're building up to something, but man.
Yeah.
Talkie-talkie.
A big deal, though. I mean, poor Wesley, like, one of the best parts of the show got offed.
Yeah. But that wasn't until the last, 2 minutes of the episode, so.
Yeah.
Talkie-talkie, working through things, talkie-talkie.
Couple little itty-bitty bits fights here, and then talkie-talkie-talkie, yep.
Stuff here, some stuff here, and, oh, Wesley got shot. Oh, my, like 5 times. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, Wesley.
No! You were so cool.
I really liked you. Why are all the awesome characters dying?
I'm starting to think this is a little bit like a more people-friendly Game of Thrones, man. Like, all your great characters are just dying. Good and bad. Like,
I know. I like Leland, too. And since we're talking about all three episodes.
We're just going to throw all three of them together because, really, I mean, it really was, like, one big movie. At least I did not get to watch 12, but from what you explained to me, like, this felt like just one giant, like, Lord of the Rings type movie.
Well, I'll give you some of my notes on 12 when we get a little further in. If you think of my explanation. But yeah, Leland too. I really liked him. He always made me laugh, but come on, dude.
What? George R. R. Marvel, Rachel called it.
And we have a show title.
Right? Go. Thank you, Rachel, for the show title. Man, all of the death.
But I mean, come on, Leland. I know you had like your ace in your hole, your back pocket, or whatever, your fail safe. But you know that Fisk is just a crazy man.
Yeah,
and you can't poison Vanessa and think he's not going to beat you to death.
Yeah, yeah, you definitely were not going to.
I don't
get
care
out of
what
line.
You have on him.
although he
it doesn't matter.
He was a badass about it though, man.
He handled this like a champ. I got this guy. He's not gone.
Speaking of Fisk, the reason why we don't have a Daryl recap or hang a lantern on it, he put on a red and black latex suit where the red provides no protection, the black has all the protection that he needs in the protective parts like his temples and his nipples, but he got into a fight with Wilson Fisk, and he realized that he couldn't ninja kick, and that didn't end very well. He's still alive, don't worry, but he's not gonna be he'll be around in October when we come back.
Oh yeah,
it's so weird that they made a big deal out of mentioning the black protects, and like, why? He definitely has a big old strip of black on his nipples.
Like the
purple nipples for Daredevil.
The black protects. The red is for fear.
Oh man.
But Armor Man. Let's talk about Armor Man.
Armor Man.
Mr. Yoo-Hoo Armor Man. Don't forget about Forrest Armor Architect. You're not supposed to be here. You gotta look out for Betsy. I'm not trying to do an insensitive voice. That was, you know, his actual voice.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
I'm not trying to be a jerk.
He was doing the insensitive.
But I really liked him. I thought that was an interesting... he's like a genius, but something's not right there.
Yeah.
He gets confused.
Very easily.
And he's the man who makes the Daredevil armor.
The Daredevil. Yeah, just...
Which I did write in quote here. just, you know, further fueling CJ's Daredevil is Batman fire.
I need to be a symbol. Oh, come on, really?
Yes. It's Batman.
Batman.
Like, it's all Batman.
Like a symbol. He is Batman.
The Daredevil signal's going to light up the night one night.
And they'll modernize. It'll be cell phones or something.
Yeah, right.
They'll tweet him.
Yeah, Foggy at Daredevil. Hey, man, just thought you'd know. Hashtag kidnapping at hashtag 49th and 2nd. Hashtag follow back.
Follow Friday, Daredevil every week.
I am glad we got to see Rosario again.
She was there?
For 2 seconds.
For about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what's up?
She's so pretty. And she's gone.
I filmed this, in the last 30 minutes of the 4 days I was here. So I just had to roll in and do this one scene. So peace
yeah.
out.
Yeah. The fact that she's so little involved in this, that's what makes me think that she's going to, she might be she'll be a connecting part in the greater Defenders verse, but I don't think she's going to be like the major connecting thing. I still think that Stick is.
Stick and Gal, I believe.
Yeah, Stick's going to be the Nick Fury, and Gal is going to be Thanos?
Loki,
there we go. Loki, it's a much better choice.
Yes. Yeah, because you didn't see episode 12, so she, reasons I think that she's something more than probably human.
Yeah, she's, well, the people from Kunlun.
The people who worked for her
yeah.
in the Heron Factory had all blinded themselves of their own free will.
Yes.
For her, because they, quote-unquote, have faith, whatever that means.
Yes.
And also, she knocked Daredevil across the room, flat on his back, with one punch.
Yeah.
This old lady. So she's got something special
yeah, she's,
going on.
The people from Kunlun and those areas are also, I mean, like, they're celestial beings. They're not cosmic in that sense, but they are definitely, they're fueled by faith, basically. So, I mean, she is like basically a walking god.
Mm.
And Iron Fist, the reason why I like Iron Fist so much is like, oh yeah, he's just another white guy who got martial arts powers because they wouldn't give it to an Asian. One, Shang-Chi is awesome. Shut your face. And two, it's awesome seeing this guy wielding the power of a god in his fist. This is mortal dude. Like, they'd be like, well, what about real gods like Thor? Yeah, but this is a regular dude able to harness a god. Shut up. It's awesome. It's a dragon, too, so shut up.
Can't go wrong with dragons. Dragons are always good.
Golden dragons that come out of dudes' fists. And...
Is this Iron Fist we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Still a much more compelling character than Daredevil.
We'll see when we get there.
I like Daredevil. I've come to the point where I like it. Love it, far from. Am I glad that I watched this? Yes. Would I have eventually watched it even without this show? Yes. After seeing the first three episodes as a press preview, still just very meh. And until the end, I'm like, all right, this is... The last episode was really good, but I'm like, if the rest of the season would have been this, I would have been in, like, so hard.
Because
yeah, it combined regular people and lawyering and superheroes.
And lawyering.
Lots of lawyering, actually.
So why was Wesley so loyal to Fisk, do you think? I never
Rachel
really...
says she's very on it, too.
It's fine. Katie doesn't like it either, I don't think.
It's the first of the what's called the Defenders. You have this. You have AKA Jessica Jones with the 10th Doctor being the Purple Man. You have Luke Cage, and you have the Immortal Iron Fist. And then you go into the Defenders, which is going to be another 13-episode thing. Yeah, this. Yeah.
Should we just give Rachel a mic?
Yeah, she's over there. She's doing other stuff for work tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So she's just over there talking.
And I think the order is AKA Jessica Jones, then Iron Fist, then Luke Cage.
No, I think it's Luke Cage and then Iron Fist.
I looked it up today.
They must have changed it then, because it was Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, then Iron Fist. But nevertheless, we're still
Luke
like 5
Cage is
years
going
away
to be
from it.
In AKA Jessica Jones, so maybe that's why. Maybe
but
they
we're still like 5 years away from
they
the
They wanted like a Luke Cage sandwich there.
We're further away from the Defenders than we are Avengers 3. Let's just put that into perspective here.
No, I don't think so.
Well,
let's see. Avengers 3 is 2018, right?
Yes, so 3 years from us. and they were talking releasing one a year, trying to get AKA Jessica Jones before the end of the year.
Yeah, they're doing two a year now.
Since when?
I looked it up today, man.
Shush, no you didn't.
Yes, I did, and it said The Defenders in 2017. Jessica Jones, 2015. Iron Fist and Luke Cage, 2016.
I just read a freaking interview with the producer, and they're like, well, we're not 100% sure we're going to be able to get it out in 2015.
That's fine. They got the Marvel and Disney money.
Admittedly, Daredevil is one of the highest ranking shows on Netflix. So,
yeah, it is.
So I'm sure. I still think that Weird Girl from Breaking Bad is a weird choice for Jessica Jones, but I'm still in. I like her a lot, but she's still weird. Not to take away from Daredevil, which genuinely I enjoyed. Like, I really actually came out at the end enjoying it. But it was so Batman. Still
Iron Fist and Defenders is still TBA.
Told you.
The Luke Cage. Oh, it is Luke Cage and then Iron Fist.
Told you. No. The reason why is it makes sense. Daredevil is his own thing, at least in this. AKA Jessica Jones, there's a reason why Luke Cage is in AKA Jessica Jones. You know the reason. The viewers at home don't. May not, yeah. But, and then there is a reason why Iron Fist will be introduced in Luke Cage. The rest of these three shows are going to be more of a continuity and building off of each other.
And perhaps season two of Daredevil.
Possibly, but I think there's going to be
slated for 2016.
Really? Weird. Yeah. That's weird.
Waste of no time. Netflix is like, yeah, here's all the money. You go make some more of that.
Make it less Daredevil. Make it less Batman. Like, seriously. Make it less Batman, more Spider-Man. I want more Spider-Man.
Different showrunners for season two, so I'm curious to see how that goes out.
I would love more Spider-Man than Batman. Because, I mean, I get it, black suit, and very angsty. Like, fine. He has Wilson Fisk behind bars. Let's make him slightly more wisecracking, a better lawyer, you know, able to actually, you know, defend for himself and defend others and be a defender and defending and being a public defender as well. Maybe that will be what needs to be there to join him with the rest of the continuity, because I'm wondering if this was meant, what this was originally slated just to be its own thing. And then they're like, hey, we want to put more into this.
It's like, hey, Netflix, how's it going? Look, you know that whole Avengers money bandwagon, giant pile of money thing we have going on? We want to do that on TV. How about you join it? How about you want some of that?
And Netflix is like, yes, please. Please, yes. Mama Disney, please let me suck at your teats.
Let me just take a bit of that giant pile of money. I'm all in that.
Just a little bit. Nom, 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 nom. Mm-hmm. We're going to make weird casting choices. And then, except for Vincent D'Onofrio, who's awesome.
Oh my gosh, he's so amazing. So speaking of which, you watched, you did watch 11. So
yes.
How about his shooting for the Emmy scene?
Yeah.
He's in there talking about prayer or whatever to Vanessa. I was like, uh-oh, D'Onofrio. He's going for that Emmy. He wants it.
Trying to get that Emmy.
He wants that Emmy. I can feel it. I can feel it right now in this scene.
It would surprise me.
Hey, check me out. Look, I need an Emmy nod. Look at this. Look at what I'm doing right now.
I'm awesome. See, I'm awesome.
Look at how awesome I am.
I'm flexing all my awesome. See?
There's another person in this room that's unconscious. I'm just talking by myself, and I am captivating. You know you want to.
It's so good. He's still by and far my favorite thing in this entire show. Like, but every scene.
I mean, if there's any Emmy nods, he's the only one.
Yeah, really. Charlie Cox, I think, needs a little bit more time to perfect the accent, mainly because there was every once in a while he would slip out. Like, he would slip out of his and become, especially in rain scenes, for some reason he couldn't keep the English the American together, and the English came out.
Yeah, I think he's just struggling trying to get that leading man thing going. But he was good.
He was fine. I mean,
he was solid. He just didn't, you know, wow you or anything. Yeah, but of course, then they had not given him something wow to do like they did Fisk.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, I honestly think, like, in season two, I think if he opens himself up a little bit more and is less Batman, and again, I get it. But my God. But I think if they let him open up a little bit more and be the man without fear, like, and be that character, and be a little bit snarky, but like not as snarky as Spider-Man, but and be serious, but not as and patriotic, but not as serious and patriotic as Captain America, then I think it'll be a much more compelling show. I think when you're not dealing directly with the Avengers fallout, where everything has to be dark and horrible, and there's like 5 day scenes during the entire freaking show, then I think you're going to be able to have a little bit more open, a little bit more enjoyableness. And that's what this was lacking, was a genuine enjoyable factor, and except when Foggy and Karen were on.
Now it's big.
Except in episode 10 and 11, because, well, Foggy's being all sorts of angsty and horrible and grumpy and...
Yeah, he was dealing with some things. And they worked it out, because they're bros. And bros work it out.
Indeed.
Bros forever.
But still, man, it was angsty. It was super angsty. I know anything about you anymore. Yeah, he's still pretty much the same dude, just with, you know, powers and fights crime.
Skip 11, so, or skip 12, so maybe you missed something in there. Because it didn't feel like it was angsty, and it was, but it felt natural, and it didn't feel drug out too much. Like some shows are want to do.
Yeah, like there are some shows that'll let that hang for an entire season.
Yeah, this was just a couple episodes, and then he's like, "All right, dude."
I think my problem was at least in 10, it was just an entire episode of that. And I get that you need it.
Then Foggy's got to work it out, and then you know.
And again, I understand the necessity of it. The execution just felt a little forced. And then having it carry over to the second episode, I like the human aspect of it again, but it just felt like at least in episode 11, there was breakups. Like, you didn't just have that.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a second episode of Foggy yelling at Matt, then I don't think I would have liked it.
No. And they didn't do that.
No?
So that was fine. No, they just awkwardly walked by each other.
Extra,
that was pretty much it for number 12. And then 13, it's like, okay, we're cool, whatever.
Yeah.
We're bros.
Dem bros.
I'm not a big fan of what you're doing here, but at least you're doing something good, I guess.
But he finally realized that this was a necessity, considering there was no way to take him down just with the law. And I understand Foggy, hey, you're the one who preaches me that all things are by the law, and then you go and do this, but, like, he had to realize that that wasn't working. That would never work on a guy like that. And he finally did in episode 13. So are we just going into episode 13 then, or do you have more notes for 11 and 12?
Let's see. Yeah, nothing on 11. 12, I wonder how many guns are down there. Oh. At the beginning of the episode, Karen throws the gun in the river. I was just wondering how many guns are down at the bottom of
Yeah, right?
Because, man, Hell's Kitchen, you know. There's got to be a lot of guns down there. Poor Wesley. Oh, and there was one man who survived the wrath of King Vin. And that was a random henchman guy.
Surprisingly.
Wesley talked to right before he left. He's like, no, I'm going by myself. Just give me your gun and your car keys. So when they find him, you know, Kingpin's like, you let him go by himself? It's like, he told me to. Boom! He just starts wailing on him.
Yeah.
We shouldn't beat the crap out of that guy who was just doing what he's told. He's kind of like, oh, sorry. Take to a hospital or something. And later on, he's back. Still working for Kingpin. Like, wow.
I'm surprised no full-out drop, dropping the Kingpin title, like...
Oh, yeah, there was no Kingpin title, straight up.
Which is just weird, I was expecting it out of, like, a news reporter or something, because that seems like the kind of thing that they would say, like, he's the new Kingpin of crime, and brr, 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 brr.
No, but they did drop the Daredevil name.
Yeah?
They just flat-out dropped it. Boom, there it is, Daredevil. We're not calling him the Devil of Hell's Kitchen or... the man in red or something stupid, like a lot of, just call him Green Arrow or just call him Superman or The Flash.
They address the Flash thing in the season finale of The Flash 2, because they called him The Streak to begin with, and they're like, and The Flash and a certain reporter are talking, and he's like, yeah, I remember when you gave me the name The Streak, and the reporter's like, yeah, but I thought I had gravitas, and Flash is like, no. Like, yes,
at least they're addressing it there, that's fine. Now I'm like, why are we doing this? I'm like, it just felt nice that they didn't do that for once.
Yeah,
that's a trope of superhero shows that I'm really,
and they didn't even like thrust the Devil of Hell's Kitchen thing down your throat. That was only mentioned like twice.
Yeah,
unlike The Hood and The Streak,
the Man Without Fear.
Yeah, so that was another one I'm surprised it didn't come up. Like, they never called him the Man Without Fear once.
Whoa.
What?
I guess my screens fell asleep. Everything went dark. We're just talking. I'm not moving the mouse. Screw this. He did some sweet parkour in episode 12,
yeah.
Where he was following a car to the heroin lab or whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, follow the car up the fire escape and then sweet parkour. Parkour. Where I caught the rooftops. That was fun.
Man, it's like the way that people jump off of rooftops, you think they would be doing that like all the time in big cities like that. Like when I'm with the New York for Salesforce training, I'm constantly looking for at the roofs. Like, come on, just one dude doing parkour between buildings. Would have been amazing, but nevertheless, I didn't see it. Made me sad.
Did you think Ben was going to survive the season?
I hoped he would because he was amazing, but I had a feeling he wasn't going to.
Yeah, yeah,
like this is too dark of a show to let the meddling reporter continue to meddle. As Rachel put it, George R. R. Marvel, there was no way he was gonna. I wanted him to, and oh my god, them feels, man. There are very few times that you can feel that much emotion felt towards a character, and typically it's when they kill off the character because the actor died. Like the only way you get those are like when in Big Bang Theory, when Howard's mother died in real life, the actress died, and they had this really touching memorial to her, but it was very obvious that they were talking to the actress and not to the character. Like, you very few times get that good of grief and emotion drug up for just a character death.
Yeah, and I like how the show has consequences. Like, there's bad things happen as a result of things.
Exactly.
There are consequences
to your hiding behind the shield of the press doesn't mean anything when a dude who controls the press and controls them, the everything, is after you.
Yeah, and you don't get to just kill a dude.
Yeah.
And it not bother you.
Yeah, exactly. Karen is really torn up by that, and you could tell because she's like... She's not the same in episode 13 as she was before at all.
No.
And it's clear it's because she's taken a life, and that's the reason why everybody's trying not to have Daredevil take a life at all, even Wilson Fisk's, because he's not going to be the same.
Except for the priest. He apparently wants him to kill the devil.
Well, yeah. I do like the fact, I love the scene of, how you holding up, like a good Catholic boy, that bad, huh? That was great.
Perfect. Take that off. Holding up like a good dentist. Oof, that bad, huh? And we learned how Daredevil heals so fast. Because I mean, I knew that, you know, they did have his bruises and scars and whatever carried episode to episode, but he still seemed to heal unnaturally fast, and I didn't know if that was a power. But no, that's just part of his meditation training, blah, blah,
blah. Yeah. It's part of his, they kind of got through that on the episode of Stick, where they're like, where he goes, you know, you meditate and you'll be able to heal faster. You won't be vulnerable, but you'll be able to take a hit.
Missed that one. So I guess that's what he was doing in the dumpster.
Yes. Meditating in the dumpster, half dead. That's where I do all my meditation at, is the dumpster. Well, if you're a fool if you don't.
It's the place to do it.
It's where all the cool kids meditate.
And they did reverse the trope of the honest cop dying first.
Yeah, the honest cop lived. Like,
the honest
wow.
Cop lived.
like hero cop survived. I'm like, how did hero cop survive?
As dark and as gritty as this whole season has been, I was not expecting it's not a happy ending, but a mostly happy ending.
I'm wondering if that may have been rewritten later, because when this was filming, there was a lot of anti-cop things going around, and there's a lot of cop deaths in this show. So I'm wondering if they had that guy survive because of trying to keep a "hey, we're not anti-police" kind of stance. Which would
no,
not
I'm
be
more
the first
getting
time.
At that. I was just expecting Fisk to win.
Yeah, like I'm surprised that season one ended with him in jail, like,
or at
wow.
least like him getting away.
Yeah,
and mostly getting away with it. Maybe not winning per se, but
yeah,
no, like I wasn't expecting him to get captured and
put in jail, which like,
in jail and like, actually, you know, beat him through the law.
Yeah, I keep bringing up Shadowlands because it's one of my favorite Spider-Man / Daredevil stories. And again, my favorite Daredevil is when he is with other people. And this, and then the Shadowlands story happened to be a Spider-Man Daredevil thing. And that entire thing started because Wilson Fisk was put into jail. So we have a hand, we have a hand ninja drop, and we have Wilson Fisk being put in jail. I have a feeling that hopefully there may be something that comes out of that. The problem, the thing that I fear that I was hoping for in season two of Daredevil that won't be there if it comes out next year, I don't think, is I was really wanting a Spider-Man, at least a Spider-Man cameo.
It could happen. They have the rights now.
They have the rights, but I don't think they haven't announced an actor yet. Yeah, so if they're filming this, then I seriously doubt it.
It could happen. It could happen. We'll see. I'm not getting my hopes up on that one, though.
No, it just would be nice to see, like, a Avenger and also street-level hero kind of be there. Even though he's supposed to be a kid still, it would be kind of fun to see those two interact.
I did enjoy the whole capturing Wilson Fisk sequence, though. First, which all of one? His empire collapsing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then, you know,
it was just nothing but the opera.
Taken away.
It was so powerful.
It's like, there's nothing I can do to stop this. It's like, and then, you know, sorry, I was going to ask. Gives her the giant diamond.
Good giant Lord. Diamond. Oh, my God.
Is that like a 5-carat diamond? Holy crap.
That thing is like twice as much as my annual salary. Holy shit.
So she puts it on, and I was like, it can't be this easy.
It is that easy. It ends with her taking off into the sunset, and
no, I meant the first capturing.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, I'm like yeah. I'm watching all this go down, and I looked at the time, and I only saw that I was halfway over. I'm like, oh yeah, this isn't gonna go well. This is not gonna go well at all.
Like,
this is closer to the end of the episode. Yeah, maybe Wilson Fisk taking out the guys and breaking out of the truck, and then fighting Daredevil. Nope, they're halfway over. Oh yeah, this is
whole
this
armor.
Is...
And that fight, man. Oh, they can both take some punches, can't they?
Yeah. One of my coworkers actually was watching this with me. He had not watched anything. He goes, you know, it really drives me crazy when martial arts they have to do the flips. I go, you realize why they do that, right? And he goes, to look fancy when they're on television. I go, well, that and you're adding momentum to a strike. You're doing a lot more damage because you are putting more behind that strike with wind, with wind friction and everything than just if you kick a dude. Plus, it allows you to keep your balance, because if you just straight up flat kick somebody, you can easily get taken off. If you are rolled up into a ball, it is a lot harder for somebody to stop you.
Indeed.
A object in motion wants to stay in motion.
And if you stop it, that energy has to go somewhere.
Exactly. I'm a martial art freak, so that's the reason why I'm like, yeah, no, don't even. Yes, it's tropey. Yes, they do it because it does look cool, but there's a reason why regular martial artists do it.
Yes. And then he put on, he like beat Wilson Fisk. Wilson goes to jail and climbs on the rooftop listening for trouble. And then he jumps into his comic
signal.
Book pose.
Yep.
Jumps into his comic book pose, and you know. And then we cut to Fisk sitting in the jail cell with the rabbit in a snowstorm.
Yep.
How poetic.
Indeed. Is a really strong finale. Like, it was an extremely strong finale. And anybody who didn't think that wasn't going to be renewed is dumb. Like, even me, who was kind of almost a naysayer towards it, yeah, knew that that was being renewed. There was no way.
Oh, yeah. No. And I wish Netflix would release their numbers. Like, I really want to know.
Yeah.
Because it's got to be a big deal just from, you know, the feeling on the internet of everyone talking about this.
Yeah, this
like,
is
how it even does compared to like House of Cards and Orange is the New Black. Like,
well,
what,
they've said that this is
their
one of their highest Netflix originals and one of their highest watched things total. So they kind of released that little bit, but they're not releasing any numbers because why would they? Why would they need to? They don't need to.
They don't need to.
Like,
you think they
give
care?
Us money,
why do they care?
We either take money to do things, or we give money to do things. It doesn't, like, that's it. There's no...
I still want to know.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, you're not wrong. Like,
I want a metric. Give me a metric. Come on. 1 million views? 10 million views? 100,000? What? Something. You know they know.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh yeah, that's not hidden at all. And they're like relishing in it, like, yes, this is what we were waiting for. And even Cord Cutter's like, yes, this is what we were waiting for. A genuinely great television show.
Oh, yes.
And
Netflix,
like,
is killing it. And Amazon's quickly catching up.
Yeah, man, I'm so stoked for Man in the High Castle. Oh my God.
I can't wait for Man in the High Castle.
Why can that not be out now? I don't understand.
Oh man. I guess we'll be talking about that on next season, maybe.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm not sure how long. It's probably going to take a while to film. That looks like a complicated and expensive one.
1 second. Rachel needs me for 1 second. Sorry about that. AJ fell asleep in my bed, and Rachel's like, yeah, he weighs like 170 pounds right now, and I can't pick him up. So I'm like, all right, I will come in and be super daddy as soon as we're done here. So, yeah, that's pretty much it on Daredevil.
Yeah, solid. It's good. I'm looking forward to season two. I liked it more than CJ, but CJ, he did win him over eventually.
Yeah, I mean,
so calm down. It's okay that he didn't have a full chub about it. It's okay.
Yeah, definitely not a full chub. I mean, yeah, it's definitely definitely like a little bit pop up, but not.
He's got a semi.
Yeah, got a semi going on. But but seriously, it's a genuinely good show. Really, like, on a production level, one of the best I've seen in an extremely long time. Like, for television, this was produced like cinema. Like, there's like, this was fluid and gorgeous and dark and like just. Oh, it was on a production level. It was just everything, and I've said this time and time and time again on this. If the rest of the Defender shows are half as good production quality, and just get the hell away from Batman, then those are going to be some of my best pieces of television that I've watched. I'm done with Batman.
Oh, I know. And based on, I don't know much about those series at all, those stories.
Jessica Jones is going to be dark, because they are doing the Purple Man arc, which. Oh boy, I don't know if I'm going to enjoy David Tennant being that bad of a guy. This dude is Fisk level evil, but on a personal level. He is not a take over the world kind of person. He is a take over one person entirely kind of villain. Daredevil was obviously a clear after effect of the Avengers and trying to be a citywide thing. Jessica Jones, I have a feeling, is going to be much more pulled down to a single person and not be a, you know, you might get a two or three person kind of sort of, but you're not going to get a citywide view most of the time.
So the Purple Man, he's not as bad as the Yellow King, is he? Oh man.
That's
okay. I'll just mentally prepare myself.
He is a horrible, despicable, disgusting human being. And the things he does is just, oh my God. Let's put it this way. Marvel Comics has a series of comics called Marvel Max. They are mature reader comics. These are the ones where Punisher can literally, I'm effing killing you while he's shooting somebody in the head on panel, and blood scatters everywhere, and like he may have his penis out in an episode in a panel. The Purple Man is only been in Max comics. So let that sink in for a moment. He has only existed in Marvel Max comics. Yeah.
It'll be some heavy stuff, huh?
It is going to be extremely heavy. And the only reason why I'm not scared about this is because I know the outcome in general. Like, I know what happens on the other side. And that's the only reason why I'm not scared of this. But it's gonna be real, 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 real hard. All right, so to finish this off, keep an eye on our Twitter account, Geek.io Show, and our Facebook, Geek.io Show, site, geek-io.net. We're going to say all this again. But if you want to send in a segment for us to play on the show, like Daryl has done a couple times with Angry Lantern on it, I'd like to have more. Send a 90-second or less MP3 attachment. It's okay if you sound like you're talking in a tin can or something like that. I can do some post on it before we play it, and that way we'll be able to clean it up, so you'll be fine. Send it over to geekioshow@gmail.com, or you can call us 727-489-4335, 727-489-GEEK. And also, want to touch on, again, I still have a thing going on for my book. I have a book. You should go pre-order my book, geek-io.net/books. Get you a way to pre-order that for free. Absolutely free. Isn't it, Jazz?
Absolutely free.
You pre-ordered it.
All you have to do, I did pre-order it. I didn't get it for free because I pre-ordered it too quickly, believe it or not.
It's all right. Jazz putting my dream, putting a little bit.
It's okay.
Basically gave me back the money that I paid him for the SmackDown.
So sign up, and if you wait like 30 minutes or so, they'll send you an email with a $5, here's something to get you started. So then you can get the book for 99 cents. Or you can hit the share link after you, well, or hit the
suggest.
Yeah, suggest link at the bottom of the thing. And if you do that, then they'll give you 10.
$5 more.
Five more dollars. And then they'll, after you pre-order the book, they'll give you a link to share. And if somebody uses that link to also pre-order the book, then they'll give you $15.
Yes, and then you can pre-order the physical copy when it comes around.
And you can do whatever you want. And CJ's book is a part of the Sword and Laser collection. Is that what they called it?
Yeah.
Sword and Laser collection. So if you pre-order a book from that collection, they give you another $10 credit.
Yeah.
So you can buy other books or more copies of, you know, CJ's book.
Yeah.
So
I do recommend our friend J.F. Dubose, The Life Engineered. It's a genuinely really good book.
My Sword and Laser credit to pre-order The Life Engineered.
It is a very, very good book. Like, all joking aside, it is a legitimately great book. And just it's very much so worth your read and worth your time if you're into hard sci-fi. My book is a little bit of a fantasy sci-fi kind of merge, more so like along the lines of Shadowrun, if you're into that kind of thing where it's blending magic and technology. Whereas Shadowrun takes place in a far, far future where it's mostly technology and has some magic based on technology. My story takes place in an alternate world where it's full of magic, full of Tolkien races. However, they have not held back on their magic. They've let themselves be spurred forward in the sciences because of magic, because you have a clear defined line between those who can use magic and those who can't. So you're dealing with political intrigue, clans fighting amongst each other, gods ravaging the plains, power hungry kings, and even awesome cyborg dragons. So check that out at geek-io.net/books.
Indeed.
All right. Now on to the last time we're going to do this for the summer, the challenge shows, where we talk about a show that is outside of continuity, trying to catch up on. And let's start off with Arrow.
So I watched an episode of Arrow last night. The episode was titled Huntress Returns, and I have been dreading watching it for over a week now. And man, do I hate Huntress.
Yeah.
Like, I was starting to feel better about Arrow, but this episode, my gosh. my eyes hurt from rolling so hard, and it's the throw up in my mouth just... I had to brush my teeth like twice. It was just painful to get.
She's not as bad as the first two, but yeah, she's still very bad.
No, she was just as bad. You didn't. I don't know if you watched it all at once like I'm doing, but like I don't know. I'm pretty much week to week now. Like, what am I saying? I'll get caught up on the summer.
That's fine.
But oh man. So I made it through that episode. I survived, and she's gone now. And yep. Roy, is that his name?
Yes.
Becoming more important.
Yep.
So
he is a thing.
We'll see what he becomes. Something or thing, and then Sarah.
He's just another. Spoiler alert. He becomes another part of Ollie's arsenal. That's all I'm gonna say.
Part of Team Arrow. That's fine. I saw him do some sweet parkour, so I figured that was happening.
Yes, he's a parkour, like, that's how he got the job. He's actually a parkour artist. and he's extremely handsome, so that worked out well.
Yeah. I mean, I knew when he came on the screen, I was like, oh, this dude's not an extra. He's way too pretty. They have plans for him.
All right. So, hey, guess what? I accidentally watched His Last Vow without watching the episode prior to it.
What?
I skipped the wedding.
Well, wedding's one of my favorite episodes of that season.
I started watching it and I'm like, why am I missing like half the story? I could have swore what episode? Oh man! By the time I thought about it, I'm like 30 minutes in. I'm like, you know what? Screw it.
It's fine. Go back and watch.
I will.
Something of the Three. The Sign of the Three?
Sign of the Three, yes.
Sign of the Three. Okay, there it is. That's a really, really good episode. Sign of the Three. I love the way they tell the story in that episode.
I'm going to go back really and watch it, but just for this week's episode, I'm now technically caught up on Sherlock.
But you can watch His Last Vow, which is a pretty good episode.
It is a strong, really great episode.
It is a good episode. It's the one that Martin Freeman and Benedict Cumberbatch won their Emmys for.
And so. Justifiably so. My God.
Magnus.
And
creepy Magnus licking people. Why are you licking people?
Stop licking people. Just don't do that. And then, of course, Moriarty showing back up at the end. Well, an image of Moriarty still showing up at the end.
Yes. He probably is alive.
Oh, yeah.
Sherlock can fake his death, and surely Moriarty can fake death.
Indeed.
Or maybe somebody loyal to him trying to revive his image or something. I don't know.
Possibly.
We'll find out in a couple of years whenever they get around to making us.
Whenever they're done making movies, Jesus.
Whenever they're done being movie stars.
It does seem weird, like they've, like this has been so far, like this came out in January 2014, and there's not been anything since then. Like,
not a word.
It's
going to be a season four, right?
Yeah, they said there are. It got the nod, but yeah, they are in no rush.
Nope. Oh, we got all this other stuff going on. We'll get around to it.
Yeah. And Martin Freeman showing up in freaking Civil War. Jesus, stop. Just no more.
Oh, yeah. We're getting both of them in the Marvel Universe. Don't worry
about it. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. That Cumberbatch is going to be Doctor Strange. I can't wait to see that.
Oh, God. I still think he's going to make an amazing Doctor Strange.
I do, too. Like, I don't even know that much about Doctor Strange, but just picturing him, like, looking like Doctor Strange. Yeah,
I mean, if you look up a picture everything of him, about you could just see, like, him being that.
As Plus, long he's, has... just, he's just got the skills. Too.
Yeah, he's
and that voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
The Eye of Agamotto. Oh, my God. So I'm technically caught up. I'll go back and watch episode definitely before then. But need to think of what we're going to do for challenge shows next time. Mine will probably be making you watch The Flash because you probably won't be caught up by that.
That's fine. By the time I get through season two of Arrow, maybe season one of Flash will be on Netflix.
Most likely. And then season three of Arrow.
Indeed.
Great season, really good season.
Flash
is genuinely the finale was yeah finale felt
about Flash, like it's the greatest superhero show ever.
It is genuine. Between that and Silicon Valley, those are two of my genuinely favorite pieces of television that I've seen in a long time.
I need to try Silicon Valley.
Oh dude, it is
the only thing I know from it is the Let's Get Social song. And that's enough for me. Which I don't even know if you've seen that or not.
No. I literally was just browsing through on HBO Go one day. And I'm like, Silicon Valley. I've heard Tom Merritt and Brian Brushwood talk about this show. Let's start it. And like, by the end of the first episode, I'm like, I'm totally in. There's no way I can not watch this show.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically making fun of everything that you hate. So
yeah, exactly.
How could you not like it?
Oh, it's so good. There's no boobs, but there's lots of language. Oh my God, the language.
So sweary.
Oh, it's super sweary.
True Detective season two should be coming around at some point too.
What? Oh, True Detective. Yep. Yeah. June 16th, I believe it is.
Is it that soon? Is it summer?
It's June, yeah, dude. I'm watching, I'm a Game of Thrones watcher, and they're, like, splattering that all over the place because it's their next big show. And I'm like, yep, oh, man, I don't, 14th, sorry, June 14th.
Still, that's like 3 weeks from now.
It is. It starts the week after Game of Thrones ends, dude. Like it goes straight from Game of Thrones to True Detective, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to take that much awesome. I'm definitely in week for week on this one, and it's going to be rough not to have this show as a catalyst for it.
Yeah.
We might before the end of the summer, probably around Dragon Con time, we'll probably do a wrap up of it and talk about it. So on that note, folks, we are now right about the hour mark for our season finale. We're done with regularly scheduled programming until probably October, because most of the shows that we're going to start are going to either start the end of September or in October itself. If you want to see a specific show that you know that we aren't going to cover, right now we tentative schedule of S.H.I.E.L.D.
S.H.I.E.L.D. for sure.
Definitely S.H.I.E.L.D. That's 100%. Gotham.
We'll see.
Maybe Supergirl. I don't want to do both of them if at all possible, so it might be one of those two. And then AKA Jessica Jones if it's out by then.
Oh, heck yes.
And depending on how Sleepy Hollow is, like if it starts off strong, we'll go back to doing Sleepy Hollow.
All right, that's the other one I need to finish, Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, season two, it got weird.
Three or four episodes. Yeah, they changed showrunners like mid-season or something.
Oh, you could tell. There are certain things that were set up.
Anymore. We're going to do it to, like week-to-week, monster of the week type thing.
Yes.
And you realize, and or procedural, and
It was very obvious that they did, because they went like dramatically, like it, like, and it got worse towards like the very end of the season, like. But the season finale, again, it's a very strong season finale. But just it I still think I liked it better than Gotham. But it just got real weird. I don't know if it would have been great for this show. Unlike Gotham, where we could poke fun of it, a lot of Sleepy Hollow would have been like, what?
we'll see. I'm going to watch it. I got that one to watch. I've got Constantine I want to watch. I'm intrigued by Wayward Pines because of my Twin Peaks love.
But... Nah. nope. nope.
I'll let you know if that's for anything.
Nope.
I have a new challenge show.
I'd rather watch Fargo.
Oh, that's right, Fargo. That's the other one I've got in the.
So that's the tentative for season two of Small Screen Spoiler Show. Shield, Gotham / Supergirl, and maybe AKA Jessica Jones. Maybe we'll think about looking at another show around that time. I mean, hell, I think Arrow and Flash might be around by then, so we might cover those. And just pretty much go straight superheroes.
well, what are you gonna do?
Yep, I mean, it's a great time to be a geek. It seriously is. I'm still not burnt out on superheroes yet. I'm just burnt out on Batman.
And we have Agent Carter coming next January.
So. Oh, that's true. That is indeed true.
Well, that'll be in the lull of Shield. So it was done over our lap.
All right, we do have some special setup between now and then. Rachel Dale and I are going to do Orange is the New Black probably towards the end of June. Once True Detective wraps up, we might get back together and do a special just on the entire season of that.
Oh, snap. I'll have to get on that.
Yeah, I said might. There's no guarantees.
I just got to figure out how to watch it.
Right. You can get HBO Go now.
That's right, HBO Now. I could sign up for that. That's
yes,
right.
You could. It's totally legit. True Detective. Yeah. Do people purchase their HBO Go HBO accounts all the time just for freaking Game of Thrones? So it would not be True Detective.
Right.
Would not be a weird thing. So again, if you want to see anything particular, send us an email, geekioshow@gmail.com. Just put Small Screen Spoiler Show or S4 in the title, and we'll take a look at it and see what we think. Obviously, kind of stay geeky, because we don't want to sit and watch as much as like Rachel likes it and stuff like that. We're not going to sit and watch Downton Abbey every week for this show. Sorry.
Oh, come on.
No. So yeah, if you want to see something, let us know. If you want to see a special, let us know, and we'll try and get something together. So on that note, if you want to get back in contact with us, once again, that email is geekioshow@gmail.com. Twitter and Facebook are at geekioshow. Call us, leave a voicemail, 727-489-4335. That is 727-489-GEEK. Website, of course, is geek-io.net/spoilershow. And you can sponsor us at patreon.com/geekio. Give us them beautiful, beautiful show titles. Or not, because you dropped. All right, show titles for this week are Why Would the Internet Do That? George R.R. Marvel, Follow Friday at Daredevil, Luke Cage Sandwich, Meditating in a Dumpster, and Pretty and Parkour. Just as a spoiler alert, it is George R.R. Marvel is the title of the show.
Hi, I'm back.
Hi, I took care of the titles for you, don't worry.
No, like you went quite, like right after you said the Patreon thing, so I just went right in and read all the titles and rolled with it, and then there was just silent. And I was like, what? With the screen back, and oh, CJ's gone. That would be why.
Yep, I'm like, how about them titles, Jez? How about them titles? Oh,
thanks, Hangout. All right. That's cool. That's cool, Hangout.
No worries. I got it. The audio viewers will only know something happened because we're talking about it. All right, folks. On that note, we're going to go ahead and... Oh, before we go out, I do want to thank the awesome guys over at iFight Dragons for supplying our theme song, which is the Near Future 3 Battle. From their The Near Future album, on sale right now at iFightDragons.com, on Amazon, iTunes, wherever you happen to get your music at. They're really cool about it. Oh yeah, it's all over the place. We're really cool for letting us use it. Got approval from Brian and Packy and all them, and they're like, "Yeah, dude, seriously, it's actually an honor that you want to use our music for the for a theme." So it's gonna be weird not doing anything Tuesday nights, but we'll make it through.
We'll be all right.
So we will see you in the fall. Faithful spoilers. Bye.
Bye bye.
This has been a Geek.io production. Copyright 2015. Geek.io. Geek and Geek.